Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaz Alde. I have my co-host online, Keisha Taylor. What's up, girlfriend?
Hello.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here.
Girl, it's in. I'm about to be on my second drink.
Oh, shit.
Catch up.
Okay.
Catch up, friend. Come on. Let's catch up. Let's do this shit. Let's drink tonight. Because I ain't got to work tomorrow. Hell, I don't go back to work till Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
I might be drunk all weekend.
You better do it.
I got a date tomorrow, too, girl.
Ooh.
Hey, Ron.
What's going on, ladies?
You ain't.
Hello.
How you doing?
I ain't doing shit. All is well. I'm sitting here being a drug addict.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the drug is about to... That's okay. I'm sitting here being an alcoholic, so that's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. I hear that. Well, I'm about to be one of those too.
It's Friday. We ain't got shit to do tomorrow.
Y'all don't have shit to do tomorrow. I have shit to do tomorrow.
She quickly changed that up, Ron, right? She was like, look, you missed it. Ain't got shit to do tomorrow.
I got something to do tomorrow. Lay on my black ass and scratch my balls.
Look, listen, I got something to do tomorrow. I got a date tomorrow night. I got a date and shit. I got to go get cute. It's a beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's gonna make you interested. You know, wait. You definitely can go out in public looking hot ass. So tonight, friends and family and friends, we are talking about the show Clickbait. We drink because we say inappropriate-ass things here. Somebody does drugs. It's not me. It's not Keisha Taylor. It's that other dude on the other line who does it.
Snitch ass.
The other dude on the other line who does it. So Dre is out in the world, starting it up in Phoenix. So he probably will not be here. So it's just the three of us tonight. And that's fine. You know, I'm okay with just the three of us being here. Let it just be the three of us anyway.
Don't you start with them shots. Oh, I taste pasta.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. Right. You was busy singing. You didn't hear them shots that was fired.
No, I heard the shots. Not only did I hear the shots, but I was ducking and singing to calm myself. I chase pasta.
All right, then.
Okay, so I know I have seen all clickbait. Keisha Taylor has seen all the clickbait. I gave Ron an assignment. I don't know how far he got into it.
Is that a question?
Yeah, how far did you get into it?
Okay, so in the synopsis of the story of my motherfucking life, I know exactly what happened, know exactly why it happened, know exactly when it happened, got all of the information on the motherfucking series.
Somebody told you.
Episodes. Nigga, I went to the fucking recap. I watched 2-3 different recaps. I put a total of 27 minutes into this shit, and I understand it, and I'm ready to talk. Boom. Fuck the hard work. We're doing the smart work.
So if you all are listening and you have not watched Clickbait, this is probably going to be full of fucking spoilers. So therefore, you can turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Or you can continue to listen. It's up to you. It's up to you and your spirit.
This nigga sound like
seeing
fucking 1950. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Fuck, how old is you, nigga?
You know what? You know why that's what movie that's from?
What movie is that from?
I want to say, ain't that from Low Down Dirty Shane or something? When he's on the radio, he's like, "Turn your radio down, turn your radio down. You've won." Just you know, I watched too much.
Okay, let's go.
I feel like it is. I feel like
it
is.
It sounds right. Yeah.
It sounds good. So, yeah, so it's going to be full of spoilers. And then we're going to talk about extreme catfishing.
What put you on to this fucking show in the first place?
I was seeing it on the internet, and I kept saying, like, why are people keep talking about it? So I was like, I ain't got shit to do today. I'm sitting doing airport reserve. I'm going to watch this shit. And I was watching that plus the Wu-Tang saga, so I was like, I need to balance, right? So, and I kept seeing people like, oh, my God, the ending is so crazy. And I was like, well, I'm nosy. I want to know what the ending is, so I got to continue to watch this shit.
You stupid.
And I knew that Keisha Taylor had watched it. And I was like, okay, well, at least I can have a conversation with her. And I knew my sister-in-law had watched it because I only discuss stuff with people that I like. I don't really have the whole conversation on the internet with the people because I don't really like all them people on the internet because they don't know how to get on Al Gore's internet and act right.
Mm-hmm.
So I only like to talk to people that I know who got good sense to talk about stuff. Like me and my sister-in-law discussed it last night. So today we're going to talk about it today.
Yeah. So that thing is something else. That thing was something else. I mean, I really, from the beginning, I really thought, I just knew the sister had did it.
See, I didn't think it was the sister.
I thought it was the sister off the bat.
So let's start there. You thought it was the sister off the rip because of the first argument they had at dinner.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So at first, I didn't think anybody, I couldn't be like, why would somebody do this to him? Like, but as I continued to watch, I was thinking more of the wife had something to do with that shit because she was unhappy.
Yeah.
And she was,
you know, by the time they got to the wife episode, I said, ooh, that bitch did it. Ooh, that bitch did it.
So you're saying the sister, I'm saying the wife. Ron, in the 27 minutes that you were able to get something, your first thought of who did it was who?
The first thought that I had of who did it was the dude who, the brother of the girl who committed suicide.
Okay. Well, you see,
Okay, so that's a long ways down the line.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. Me looking at the shit the way I looked at it, I skipped across over a lot of bullshit.
Okay. Okay. So, so once we got to our first initials, right, the wife, the sister, the brother of the girl who killed herself, and then, like, that was my first initial, but then my second, as I kept watching, I was like, that best friend ain't shit. That, that the coach best friend, I was like, he ain't shit.
Right.
I felt like he did shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because, as I, and I see where Ron got from where the he thought it was the brother, because the way things went down, but the when it when the brother wasn't the person, I was like, yo,
I was dumbfounded.
Like, who the fuck did this shit? Like, it wasn't him, because he was like, honestly, if we sit back and look at the reasoning, I got his reason. Like, I got it. I was like, okay, well, the wife, she, you know, she's still acting stupid. But but he got a reason, because he lost his sister to some bullshit behind this shit. So I get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what you, like, people do not know what goes through a person's mind when they're grieving. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember when I was grieving my daughter, my baby daddy was fucking with this bitch, and the bitch called my house. And I told that bitch, you keep fucking with me, I'm going to string you up on one of these trees in my backyard, and I'm going to look at you every single day and not give two fucks.
Oh, okay.
I meant it from the bottom of my heart. I meant it. I knew what I said. I told her, I know how to get into your dorm room. Ma'am, I know your resident. I can get in and pull you out and not even think twice about you from looking at you in these woods. Keep fucking with me.
I'm scared of you.
You said what?
I'm scared of you.
Please don't be scared of me.
No, but I'm saying, but like you said, people lose or deal with loss differently. You know what I mean? Like, when I lost my virginity, I was like, I just felt like killing them. Well, that's not the same thing?
Nigga, was you grieving your virginity?
I was. No, actually, no. I wasn't. I was rather pleased. I'm sorry. I guess that don't apply then, right? My bad. I guess I just wanted to say something. I'm sorry. I'm going
to
shut up and roll
my throat. You just wanted to be stupid for just a second. You're just dumb. But, like, we all grieve in different ways. So I was like, yo, the brother really did have a reason. Like, he legit snapped on this dude. And, okay, so let's
then it wasn't him.
Then it wasn't him, right? Like, so then I was like, yo, the fuck, he let him go.
Wait, but then the way that they found out it wasn't him was fucking crazy.
Right. I let him go. I mean, but then to find out who the fuck it was, man, I sat there and I looked at that doggone, I looked at that shit. I said, the fuck what? I had to rewind.
This bitch.
And be like, I know I missed some, like, I felt like I missed some shit. Like, who? Lady. Old ass lady. You ain't got shit else to do with your time.
Nope.
Nothing. All because
And literally that
lonely.
Was the reason.
Because you was lonely and your husband wasn't paying you no attention, but your husband, whatever night he found out the shit was going down, y'all laying in the bed hot and bothered, and he was like, I need a water. Because y'all done fucked to the sun, whatever.
But didn't he just give us some dick? Didn't he just give her a little bit of dick?
Exactly. He had just gave her some. And that's the shit that happened. Like, yo, the fuck, what? Damn, this is what you do to get some dick, bitch. What is you going to do to get your pussy licked? Like, I need a... I'm saying.
You didn't just say that.
I did say that. I did. I'm
done with you.
What are you going to do for a Klondike bar, bitch? What are you going to do?
I know what she's going to do. She's going to kill another motherfucker.
Well, technically, she... The only person she killed was when the girl committed suicide, technically.
And I feel like she definitely should be charged for that shit.
And the dudes eventually, when her husband killed him.
Because his punk ass killed himself.
The husband
killed himself.
Right. He raised the gun up like he was going to shoot them and shit. But I would, you know what? Fuck that. They was, what, 70-something years old? I'm not going to jail.
I ain't
going to
say
fuck 70. That.
I'm going to say like 60-something. I'm going to say 60-something. Maybe they early.
I will
early,
punch you in your fucking sacroiliac. Nigga, they are 60-nothing. If I am 40, I fucking am. All right? Them old
yes.
motherfuckers should be in
you
their 80s looking like the fucking way they look.
You know white people age differently, right? You know they age different.
So, yeah, they do, but still. I don't like the way that feel, but them just be in their 60s.
Nigga, they in their 60s. I said they was in their 60s. I didn't say they 50s. I said they 60s. Them motherfuckers in their 60s.
69 and a half.
And a half. Okay. We'll go with it. As long as they was in their 60s.
We both right.
We both right. They was in their 60s.
But if you round it up, they in their 70s.
Look, listen now. We're not rounding shit. We're not doing no ratios and no rates. We're not doing none of that shit tonight. My brain is never mind.
But that being said, I'm not doing no fucking time 68. Nigga, at 58. Nigga, at 48, I ain't doing no fucking time. How about that? Especially in the time he's facing life in jail? Nah. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's what the husband was thinking because he showed enough killed himself. But that wife, if they go further into it to have like another season or another part to the season, then I want to see how they would prosecute her and how they would put these charges on her because they can charge her with kidnapping another little boy.
Copy.
They can charge her with facilitating of a suicide. They can charge her with that. They can
right.
charge her with first degree murder of the of Nick. So there's so many different charges that she can get. Hey, turn your alarm off. But. Yeah, there's so many different charges. And for me, to, you know, because I'm studying a list of charges at this point of what people can get. Yeah, man. She going to jail for a long time. She about to be Bertha's big bitch. Bertha
you
gonna be young,
are stupid.
You going to be Bertha's sugar mama. That's exactly what you about to be. You going to be in there making prison cakes and pies for Bertha.
You got issues.
No, I don't. I'm telling the truth.
No, you do. You got issues.
Like, that's the truth. She gonna do some fucking time behind that shit. And then I was like, but then let's look at it from the catfishing standpoint. She created how many fucking profiles? 3?
At least.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck, lady? You got too much time on your hands.
That shit was a game, though.
And she thought it was funny. And the fact that you were playing with somebody else's life is not funny. Because that man legit lost his life for nothing. Nothing. You hear me? He ain't go out and get no pussy. You know what I'm saying? He ain't get none of that pussy that she was trying to get him.
What you mean trying to get him?
You know, I'm not saying trying to get him, but pretending to be him, he ain't getting no pussy from no shit that she pretended to be. He didn't reap no benefit of that shit. Right? He didn't know who the fuck Maggie was. He didn't know who the fuck Emma was. Together and figured out who did it. I was like, yo, lady. And it made me wonder, like, what he do to you, ma'am? What he do to you? Like, what did he do to you for you to be like, oh, I'm just going to pretend to be him? Because, I mean, he was a handsome dude.
Yeah, he was all right.
I mean, he wasn't ugly. You know, I see why his wife, now, I don't mean to talk about nobody's kid, but that doggone Kai, he was a different looking chap. Wasn't he different looking?
He was real.
Who's talking about the one that the wife had an affair with?
No, one of the kids.
The child, one of the kids. He was different looking. Was different.
Yes.
And you know what? You know what I had to do? I had to go back and rewatch the episode where they got into the background of the girlfriend. Like, she did some serious shit. Because you remember in that episode, it was her birthday. It was the centerpiece's birthday.
You talking about when they said the mistress? The one that was talking about the mistress, the episode?
Yes. So you remember it was her birthday. That lady went and ordered flowers for her on her birthday because she got the flowers and the balloon, and it was supposed to be from Nick.
See, that lady was doing too much.
And, you know, like, to be quite honest, I really do think she was an undercover lesbian.
Who, the old lady?
Yeah, because for you to make a profile to want to now pretend to be a man to get women, and that was the only time that she was actually, like, she actually wanted her husband. Because if you go back to the episode where they really get into depth for her story, you can see that night when she got all hot and bothered, that ain't something that she normally do. That ain't something she normally do. So her husband was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they ain't had no kids.
No. No.
All right, so let me ask y'all this. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, y'all get from one, her, I don't want to say her story, but like her reasoning behind why she did it. Do you take, like, oh, that's some bullshit. That's just some Hollywood shit they wrote that happens to women more than we think. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do y'all get from that?
You know what? That's some shit that some lonely ass, miserable ass person would do. That's some shit. Because if you sit and you watch Catfish, that's some shit that they do. So, was that a good reason for her to do it? Hell no, that's not no good reason.
Absolutely not.
But that's some shit that these motherfuckers in the world do. I have sat and watched enough Catfish with my mama and my daughter, because that's their show. That's what they do to bond. I don't know why. But them two crazies watch Catfish. And I will sit there and watch it with them and be like, yo, people still get catfished? There's still new episodes of that shit.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
Lord.
So,
no, Lord.
Yes, it is.
Lord.
Yes, it is. Because it's Mia than Cammy.
In the world.
They still do. This is like when you have the studs. You know, the stud bays out here pretending to be boys. You know what I'm saying? They do. Y'all. Just like that girl who was like that stud that was trying to act like she was Bow Wow. Bitch, you was not Bow Wow.
What?
You don't remember that episode? You don't remember that episode?
No.
And that stud, the young lady, was saying that she was Bow Wow, and when the girl went to go meet Bow, she thought she was meeting Bow Wow, and it was some other little girl. Y'all remember that episode?
Yeah. Yeah, girl.
I don't know what the fuck y'all yeah girl and for. That shit is fucking bananas and fucking crazy and twisted.
You can't not unsee some of this shit. Like, it's just people in this world are crazy. It's just like when people be like, oh, I'm skinny, but no, bitch, you really round. It's all outside.
Shut the fuck.
Right. She said you really round.
What? I didn't say that.
No, you actually did say that. No, you actually did. You actually did.
No.
You try to be slick with your fucking words, but that's what the fuck you said. Don't lie to me.
Don't lie to me because you care about my feelings. Don't you lie to me.
I will not allow it.
He's not going to tell a lie to my face today. No.
Try that shit elsewhere.
Not elsewhere.
And my thing is, like, I don't understand. So homegirl Emma, right? So Emma was talking to him. She was madly in love with him. She'd been talking to him for months. So you only talk to him on the phone. Like,
but with that whole situation, ma'am, why couldn't you tell that was a computer generated voice?
Yes.
It wasn't until she heard his voice and was like, yo, that's not the voice I heard. And then she had to
I
never met him. Okay, so, Emma. Okay, let's talk about Emma and her thought process and some shit. Emma, you have never met this man. You have never been on a real date, nothing. Touch his man anyway. How is it that you thought he was your fiancé? This is not 90-day fiancé,
you know, the other way or false way. You talk to somebody on the phone 8 times, y'all go together. You talk to them 36 times, y'all engage. You know the rules.
No.
Cool. I'm sorry. I know. That's not.
I don't know.
That's not how.
Listen, you already know. Like, for me, I even got policies behind certain shit. Like, nigga, if I ain't never seen you, touched you, or nothing, no in hell you don't have no pictures of my pussy nor my titties. You don't got that shit because you ain't never felt that shit. You ain't never seen that shit. So guess what? You're not in that. But Emma was in a whole fucking relationship.
Living her best life. She was in love.
She was in love. You told me you love me. Bitch, I tell that to everybody. Like, what?
You stupid.
Bitch, I love everybody.
That's my line,
okay.
Bitch.
That's my line. That's my shit, bitch. I love everybody.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
God told me I should love everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I love you.
All I'm doing is listening to God by loving you, baby.
But that ain't some pimp shit. I'm going to use it going forward.
You gonna use it, nigga. You inspired it. You're fucking pimpology ass. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Listen, can we finish your fucking topic, Zed? Before if I get sidetracked to your pimpology 101 fucking class that you get.
You're
pimpology 101.
I'm gonna exact it.
What is she up to? 102? Is it 102 now? Is next semester?
Not section 102.
What 201? What is it? 201?
I would like to sign up for section 102. 102? 201?
Oh,
I want to sign up. I
want to
sign up for section 111.
You know that's the nigga birthday, too. 111, yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about, 111. That's that master class, Nick.
Oh, God, the ignorance.
That's that master class.
You dumb. But, Emma, what is wrong with you? And then you got your friends. Like, everybody got that one friend that they tell all their shit to. Like, oh, I fell in love with the guy on the internet. And that one friend is like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? Her friend was trying to tell her, like, yo, this is some shit that they ain't even real. Like, what the fuck? Why are you going up there? Why? What is wrong with you? You ain't never met this man. I don't know if people have been that dumb in life. I don't know.
You do know.
My whole thing with this was like, so, again, you only talk, so let me get this straight. You talk to this man on the phone. You actually never seen his face, right? But you had the audacity to video chat his son.
Right.
So you mean to tell me at no point could you video chat at all? You couldn't? I'm sorry. No. It is right. whatever year that was, there is FaceTime. There Facebook.
Clearly, it was the time of the internet and the FaceTime because the son did it through Facebook.
Again, so you got FaceTime. You got what's that? Google Meet. You got Zoom. Like you got plenty. It's too much for you to still be out here talking about. I don't know what he looked like. Like what? You can't be serious. And so you mean to tell me, ain't nobody in your state want to be bothered with your ass? Nobody.
You're
nobody.
Stupid.
So you didn't come You're across stupid. Not near a person. So you go to the gym and everything else, you work in an insurance company. So you mean to tell me, Tom, that works in the mailroom, you didn't want to go out with Tom that work in the mailroom? No.
Yeah, you in there some you in there some crazy shit for a single woman. To have a job where there are multiple departments in that job and that goes to the gym, you have to be the ugliest fucking bitch in the world for nobody to come and try to get your attention.
See what I'm saying?
Like, it is not possible for you to go to the gym every week. Once, twice a week. I don't give a fuck if you go monthly, bitch, and you just a little familiarized with places. And you have a job where they have an accounting department, an HR department, a warehouse department, you know what I'm saying, such and such service department. Oh, that's multiple departments right there, bitch. Nobody don't want to give you no dick. Whoa, you're the fucking worst.
See what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's like he had, like, I'm sorry, Bill in HR...
You got time and accounting, okay? You got Skip in the mailroom. So you mean to tell me you walk past all these motherfuckers every day and nobody said, hey, how you doing?
Nobody did.
Hello.
Listen.
From a person who definitely worked in a call center, because that's some call center shit right there. Far under the fucking radar. I didn't pay nobody no attention. Even if they came up to my desk, I'd just be like, hey, how you doing? Keep it pushing. And now I'm not busted. I don't look like nobody's bottom of nobody's shoe or barrel. But you can fly under the radar with that.
For some reason, I hear you, and that's a good point or whatever. For some reason, I want to say you fucked at least two of your coworkers. I don't know why. In the back of my mind, I'm just saying to myself, she fucking these two motherfuckers at that job. What the fuck is she talking about? I have no proof of this.
Oh, listen, Linda.
Nobody has told me anything. It's just a feeling that I get.
Okay. So listen, Linda. There you go. Now we got to listen. So we're going to listen. Go ahead. One, I knew him before he worked at my job. Okay.
God damn it, Ron.
I knew him before. So, yeah. And then when he got there, I didn't fuck with him like that anyway. So, because.
Like that. Like that. What the fuck does like that mean? I didn't fuck with him like that.
Situations where, honestly, I'm going to be real honest with you.
No. Don't even answer. Just continue.
Okay. So, but then the second That kind of just happened.
But how? No, we're not. We are not skipping over this. We are pausing the topic. We are not skipping over this. Ron,
do I know my
motherfucker? I have a question. I have. You felt that in your spirit?
In my motherfucking soul, I swear for God. I'm like, yo, she's talking all this shit about this. She was at this job, and I'm not hungry, and nobody tried to fuck me. Yeah, because they already had in-house dick, nigga. They was like, yo, leave my bitch alone. Well, leave my bitch. The girl is mine because the doggone girl is mine. And fuck, she had Michael Jackson, the fucking Paul McCartney, in the fucking job. And she talking about, no, ain't nobody ever trying to talk to me. Nigga, yo, I hate when people be trying to do that to you, son. You spit out a fact. Ain't no woman, know what I'm saying, that look halfway decent, know what I'm saying, go not be hit on. Well, I wasn't hit on. Yeah, nigga, because you had two penises. You had peni at your fucking job, nigga. The fuck are you talking about?
Listen, Ron.
Fuck are you talking about?
I hate you. You make sure.
In the fact
look,
that you had that
look,
number
do I
so
know this
accurately,
nigga?
Ron.
Do
it
I know
was
this
so
nigga?
Accurate. It said at least two.
And wait, when she said, and then the second one, nigga, I almost pissed on myself.
I'm sick of you niggas. I'm so sick of y'all so fast. God.
Well, you sick of us. Like, we ain't sick of your bullshit. And we just, yo, I could just sense. It was just stuff about the tone of her voice. I said, no, don't believe it, sir. Sir, don't believe it. She's lying to you, my child.
No, it was the listen, Linda, for me. Oh, okay.
Because right. She know when I say, listen, right. Linda, listen, it's about to be some shit.
And that's exactly why I said, no, we got to listen. Because I knew what was coming.
But I can job that I have now, ain't nobody that ain't never, well, the way I say that, man, somebody did hit on me once.
Thank you. Point proven. Will you just not argue with me and tell her?
I'm not arguing with you. Do we,
no, you're not arguing with us. You're lying. You're saying, no, it ain't never happened to me with fucking peni in your back pocket. Fuck out of here.
I always got that in my back pocket. What the fuck? Have you not met me?
Have you got peni in your pocket?
Lord have mercy. looking at me? Nigga, it's not that I go without the fuck. What'd I do to
I you? Didn't say nothing about none of that. I didn't say nothing about none of that. All me and Taylor did was stand on the square that if you are even halfway fucking attractive and you work in a job that has at least 60 people, somebody's going to try to fuck you at some point if you worked in for at least 4 fucking paychecks. Okay? That's all it takes is 4 fucking paychecks.
And dependent, not even. And depending on when you got hired, it don't have to be 4 paychecks. It could only
it might
be 1. You might not even have gotten that first paycheck yet. He said, listen, let me put my bid in early. She just got here. Let me put my bid in now before everybody else starts talking to
it. It was
like,
certain jobs
that I'm saying.
Had.
Like, at no point did nobody that you could physically see say anything to you. So you just was like, let me get on the internet and date this man that I've never seen in my life.
Ain't
and
no way.
Had the nerve to be like, we were going to get married. Bitch, how?
Bitch, where?
Tell me how. Tell me how.
How.
But that's also not fair. Just because somebody is gullible, just because somebody is working for nub in all the wrong places, that don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, they should be victimized again by, you know what I'm saying, shitting on them like that. That's not fair. What happened to Women Unite? Well, ain't y'all supposed to be on the same side? Why is the nigga showing her some sympathy?
You know what? Some of these bitches make it hard for you to be on their side.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You be
yeah.
trying to be, you know, rally for a bitch, and then that big-headed bitch do some big-headed shit, and you be like, you know what, bitch? Let the streets have you. Let them do with you whatever it chooses, because, bitch, I don't like you.
Yo, you are stupid. Why am
like,
I hearing
I tried to help your ass. I tried to help your ass, and now, you know what? Mm-mm. And that's exactly what her friend wound up doing. Her friend was like, hey, listen, you know, I don't think he's real. This is that and the third. And she didn't want to listen. She did not want to listen. She was like, no, he loved me, and we're going to get married, and he's going to leave his wife. She was like, bitch, no. She was like, yeah. And then her friend was like, all right, fuck around and find out. And guess what? She fucked around and found out that he wasn't even real. And that this 82-year-old bitty was the one talking to him.
No, hold on. This nigga spited me down for 20 minutes that the bitch was in her 60s. Don't do this. This nigga spited me down for 20 minutes that old bitch was in her 60s. Now you say she's 82. I'm fucking done.
She 82, but she look 102.
This nigga had the audacity to say she's in her 60s.
I still believe she's in her 60s. I don't know why that girl.
Yo, how you gonna give us assignments and then not even know the fucking specifics on the assignments that you give us? I think you need to go back to fucking assignment giving school.
What school is that?
You gotta go back. Oh. You ain't fucking giving the proper fucking commands and fucking, you know what I'm saying, commands, fucking orders and shit. You ain't doing it right, nigga. You fucking got us doing shit. We doing shit right. We come back to you. We got some shit. I don't even want to fucking waste that 27 minutes of my life into this shit, and I did it.
That's not
and
a one.
You nigga, and you don't even know how old the bitch is. What the fuck's going on?
She in her 60s. That heifer was exaggerating, saying she was 82 and a half. Listen, I said she was in her 60s because she was still working.
So, first of all, excuse me, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing because it's an 82-year-old lady that still work at ShopRite. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. That lady been there since I think they built that bitch. Like, that don't mean nothing. That lady was 82 but she looked 102.
That lady did not look.
And she was there since she was an intern in the Lyndon Johnson administration, and she's been working there ever since.
Yep,
done. Listen, done, 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 done. Talking to you all. Doing.
Oh, you done with us? But you call. You got yo. How the fuck can you fucking look at somebody and be able to assess whether they can drink, whether they're a fucking flight risk, and you think that that bitch looks like she was 69 years old? What eyes do you have, young lady?
Ain't
you supposed to be like an anti-terrorism fucking guru or some shit? You ain't even fucking anti-fucking ageism. What the fuck is wrong with your eyes? I'm confused.
Listen, I already told you that old white people age different than us. So she can look older but be younger because there have been plenty of people in my crew that I have flown with. And the moment I tell them I'm 40, they be like, you're not 40. You're younger than that. I'm 40, and you look well over it because I didn't think you were 40. I thought you were damn near 50. So white people.
Wait. So what is it? They look like they rode, life rolled them hard and wrung them out wet. How it goes? Tell me how it goes.
Yo, you stupid.
They look like they've been rolled hard and put up wet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's some real down south shit. That's some real, know what I'm saying? God loves me better than you, anti-racist shit. That's what the fuck that is. That, yo.
Oh, shit.
Some people just look like it. Look like, you know what? Karma has come back to bite you in your face. Not your ass and nothing else, but your face, because your face has now aged.
Oh, shit.
And when karma bit you in the face, is it like a bite, like give a hickey bite, or is it like Andrew Cunanan, you know what I'm saying, nigga was eating bath salts in Miami bite? What kind of bite was it in the
face? I'm talking about.
That was a Mike Tyson bite. When he took off Evander Holyfield's ear, that's a
one of them bites.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Now you sitting around here looking like you 56 and you really 26 in the fucking face. Like, bitch, what happened to you? Your childhood could not have been that rough. But like I said, you was going on.
Your childhood could not have been that rough. I'm done. She ended your life.
These gems that she comes up with, dear goodness.
You know, and I just be like, y'all know I'm telling the truth.
She said your childhood could not have been that rough.
The simplicity of that. The accuracy of the statement. It's amazing in its simplicity.
The only requirement.
The accuracy and profoundness.
Like the requirement as a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like kindergarten, you taking naps. You know what I'm saying? Like, you eat tape before you see your house, and that's what happened. Like, especially if you were 63, bitch, you had pace. Hell, they were still doing swish when you was in school. Did you swallow the swish? So, because swish was disgusting.
Oh, Lord.
You know, they did swish through the 80s and the 90s.
The fuck is swish?
You know, okay, so I guess there may have been something down here. Like, during the school year, they you know how the dentist thing comes through or whatever. And every few months, each class had to do swish, which is like mouthwash, but it was a cleaner. But it was disgusting. Like, it didn't taste like regular mouthwash.
Hold on. Are you telling me that the state of North Carolina, when you were a child,
there was a public mandate to come to the schools and give y'all stink breath fucking children mouthwash because y'all breath was so fucking bad that they had to come quarterly to make sure that you're all fucking hygiene.
So the lady's real age is 62. Like in real life, the lady who played this lady.
I don't give a fuck about her age. Don't be trying to backtrack away from the bad breath of the state of North Carolina. I know he said North Carolina stand up, but he just said North Carolina shut your motherfucking mouth up. Wait, why y'all got a policy? You swish. I'm like, what the fuck is she saying swish? She's talking about basketball. He's talking about J.R. Smith. Like, what? I'm in the mind. I'm like, what the fuck she mean swish? I'm like, what the fuck is swish, nigga? You swish around fucking Listerine in your mouth.
And it tastes worse than Listerine. Like, it was disgusting. But you would have to do it because, say we did it, I think, like, fifth grade, something like that. But, yeah, we would, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yo, what the fuck? That's what happens when y'all eat all that pork.
Oh, shit. Oh, dear goodness.
And look at what they got to do with eating stuff.
All right. Well, you explain y'all bad breath then.
You explain the bad breath.
I'm trying to give you an out by saying, oh, man, it's the swine. You saying, no, it ain't the swine. All right, well, what would you attribute said oral fucking flatulence to?
Oh, God. Oh, goodness. Not all flatulence.
I'm walking away from you.
No, I'm never. Yo, but just think about that, son. Yo, they have a public policy. The politicians was like, all right, we got to do something about this shit. Yo.
Every fucking time I go speak at a junior high school.
I'm done talking to you dumbass for the night. I'm about to meet your goddamn line. You make me so fucking sick.
Yeah. They came back, they was like, yo, those fucking middle schoolers, when they ask questions, this is like a fucking dump. We gotta go in there yearly, twice yearly, four times.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry. Oh,
it wasn't. So I have a friend who's listening, and they was like, it's not just in North Carolina. It was other places, too.
Okay, where the fuck is their fucking chronic halitosis ass from? Because I want to know what area of the world we're talking about.
Okay. It works like this. Once a week, the students in kindergarten through sixth grade receive a small cup of fluoride solution, which they swish around in their mouth for amount of a minute and spit it out. This is also, that's what, Hartford, Connecticut?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
so
my God. No
program.
Wonder the wind. I'm glad the wind was going from south to north back when I was in New York, because if it was going from north to south, them Connecticut
funky
ass motherfuckers really,
That article was from Connecticut. Let's see. But yeah,
in New Jersey, and we ain't had to worry about that from y'all. Taylor, did they do that shit in Jersey?
No, what they did was they would have like the dentist truck would come out, and they would check the teeth, like they would clean
right.
the teeth, and then they would get a toothbrush.
Right. They'd come out and give you an exam. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? And check your, and then if it was in this condition, they'd write a note to your mother or your father, or you know, saying, listen, y'all
yes.
gotta do this, or your guardian, whoever, y'all need to go check this out, you need to go check that out. Here we do, blah, 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 would you woo this person? You know what I'm saying? It was more of an assessment. These niggas had regular funk fucking checkups. These nasty breath fuckers. These swiny and fucking.
Had nothing to do with eating swine, you jerk. Like, you just took a jerk. Okay. Let me get you a possum. Come make sure she come holler at you.
Oh, he's
not a possum.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm gonna drink this beer and smoke the rest of this quick. And I'm just gonna listen. Wow, catfishing. You're talking about catfishing.
Okay, so I've never been cast. Well, I have never had given somebody the opportunity to be catfished. Have y'all ever been catfished? We know Dre's been catfished.
No.
I hadn't either. No.
No.
So.
Okay. That's in Maine. Okay, so this was from Maine. So they did it in Maine, too. 1932.
Maybe whatever, anyway. So
I got you, Ron. I got you. Picture it. Sicily, 1932.
Go ahead. Right. My fourth is so I'm back home. This got to be, whoa, what year are we talking about? We talking about 95, 96? Yeah, we talking about 95, 96, somewhere in the mid-90s, before 99 and after 93. Somewhere in there, the drugs have clouded that whole area. So I meet this young lady online, and I was like, boom. So meet me at 14th Street, Union Square, Fortran.
I think I remember this.
Right. She says she's going to wear, she has on blue overalls and a red jacket. Now,
yes, I remember
this. Right. What fucking farmer in the Dell bitch is still wearing fucking overalls? You know what I'm saying? And what sex appeal does this have, you big dumpy bitch, you? But I didn't realize that until I seen that. Anyway, long story short, I was catfished. I don't need to go through the story no more. Y'all know what it is. Fuck y'all hoes. These catfishing hoes.
You dropped off at the Burger King.
Right. No, it was Wendy's.
Wendy's, Burger King. She's going to get a big-ass
right,
sandwich.
Wendy's was a catfish, too. When you went upstairs, Wendy's was right there to the left. But, yeah, so, yes, I've been catfish. It's also... I would say that in meeting people sometimes, whether it be online, electronically, online, telephonically, on, you know what I'm saying, whatever medium you so choose to use, you don't know who the person is or what version of the person that they are until you actually see them. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's you from a picture 17 years ago, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can tell that is you some years ago because it's
mm-hmm.
a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? It's a vote for Clinton sticker in the back. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
right,
God.
Bitch, stop trying to play me and act like that's you today. You standing in front of a fucking 97 fucking
tomorrow.
But, I mean, that is what that is. So, people often, you know,
misrepresent themselves, but that's because they're not comfortable with who they are. You know what I mean? That's what that's
mm-hmm.
about.
And that's what happened with that old lady.
You see how I brought that back around? Professional, then I does this. Go ahead, boom, segue, speak.
And that's what happened to that old lady, because she was no longer comfortable with herself, and she was dissatisfied and lonely with her husband. She was in a house with people and still was
whoa,
lonely.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's not fair. Don't do that to him.
Why wasn't her husband giving her anything?
No, I'm saying that bitch is satisfied with herself. Don't put that on him. He took the ultimate. He did. No, I'm saying that bitch could claim a fucking insanity and get off a fucking time served in the fucking loony bin or some dumb shit.
Oh Lord.
Especially when they're confused about her age. Somebody saying she's 62, somebody saying she's 82, the judge don't know, the doctors don't know, they, you know what I'm saying, they got to cut the bitch in half and look at her like she a fucking sequoia tree, because, yeah, old. How the fuck
you
are you supposed to know her age?
You know, back in the day, they really didn't record our age. Because I know with my grandma, for a long time, my grandma didn't know her birthday because, you know, they didn't record stuff like that. They didn't have birth certificates.
So,
my grandma is 94 years old. Nigga, back then.
Whoa, 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 whoa. All the hostility. I just asked a question. Who the fuck is that?
You're not going to be talking about my grandma.
Nigga, I ain't talking about your grandma.
My granny. My little lady. Mm-hmm. No, we're talking about her.
I'm saying.
I don't care how much I like you, nigga. I will fight you about my grandma.
I ain't worried about you fighting me over your grandma. Only thing I'm worried about you is fucking biting me with your fuckers. You haven't had your fucking quarterly fucking mouthwash shots in years. So I'm
Oh my God.
You black bitch. Like, you don't make me sick.
You haven't had that industrial strip scope in your mouth for quite some
time. Bitch, I use this to rain early.
You don't use this shit there yet. That's like, you know how back in the days, motherfuckers that weed used to be good, but then you get that fucking that government weed, the niggas from the military used to have, that's that shit. Same concept with mouthwash, nigga. You use that fucking government mouthwash that they used to give y'all in school, nigga. That shit scrape your tonsils, nigga. The fuck you know about that shit?
Not scrape your tonsils.
Why you think y'all always just sing Soprano in the fucking...
All of y'all sung Soprano. Shut up, nigga. Shut up.
That is terrible.
I'm sorry, I said I was shutting up. What am I like?
Hey, I ain't never been catfished before. But you know what? Niggas these days, they so loose with some of their shit. Because now niggas like, you like, send me a picture, and these niggas be sending dick pics. No, nigga, I want to see your face. Because don't nobody want to see your little ass waning. I told y'all about that preacher who did that shit. Sir, hey, why aren't you sending me your waning? And at this point, he has now done it twice.
I'm sorry, sister. That was just an accident. I didn't mean to send that to you. I didn't mean to send that to anybody. I don't know how they felt. That photo even got in my phone. It is not mine, but do you like it?
Nigga, that's your little weenie.
I just want to be a liking.
That's how I felt. And then I had the audacity to be like, you like what you think. Nigga, the fuck? Your little weenie?
I just want to know if you think it tastes good.
What? Nigga, it's got hair around.
That is holy dick right there. Have you ever seen holy dick?
No, and I would like to decline it.
You know, when Moses walked up that mountain, he had a stick when he crossed the Red Sea, he split the sea with a stick. When Moses traveled along the countryside, up and down the viaducts and the ups and downs throughout the countryside of Egypt, he had a when Noah, how about Noah? Let's look in our scriptures about Noah. When Noah got two of everything, I got two balls. Do you see the correlation, sister? Did you like the picture?
No, I didn't like your little picture, your little wing. There ain't shit that can do for me because it ain't nothing I've ever touched nor felt.
Oh, shit. Yo, how the fuck do you get fucking preachers to go against their oath to send you a dick pic? You are a bad woman.
I didn't do anything. All I said was good morning. And the nigga was like, good morning. And he was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm still laying in the bed watching TV. Oh, okay. You want me to come lay with you? I was like, no, not really. I can make you come. Who? What? Sir, it's Sunday morning. Why aren't you preaching? Why aren't you on Zoom church?
This nigga said, why aren't you on Zoom church? I am fucking done. He was on Zoom. Zoom in your poom poom, nigga.
Yes, thank you. I'm all right. And then that's when I got the whammy pick. And I was like, oh, okay. He was like, you like it? I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to like. I'm so. And then he was like, you ain't got nothing to send back? No. I said, because I have a policy when it comes to my new pictures. If you ain't touched it, nor felt it, nor been in it, no nothing, you have no pictures of it, you don't know what it looked like. Sorry.
See, what has confused me about this right here, and my confusion, okay?
Why?
My confusion comes in is because I don't want to. Would have been the normal question. You gave him the policy of your said business. And I don't understand giving the policy of said business. Like, you're speaking with his fucking legal counsel. When the motherfucker say you don't got something to get mad, no. No, then leave me the fuck alone.
He kept talking. He didn't keep, I did say no.
Okay, I guess I get it. What also confuses me is that, how many Sunday mornings were you touching the penis?
Touching whose penis? Somebody else's? I've done that plenty of Sunday mornings, but that is not no penis I want to touch.
Oh, my goodness.
No, texting.
From him?
Yes, how often do you text him on Sunday mornings?
I don't text him. Like that. Like, he sent me a text message to say good morning. I was like, oh, good morning. Like, he sends me text messages, like, every other day. And I'm like, okay. And then it's usually on the weekends that I get the most text messages from him. And I'm like, yo, nigga, the only time that you text me is when you're in the fucking bed. Like, why are you always in the bed when you texting me? You got a job. Why you ain't texting me while you at work? Why you not texting me on the way to work? Why are you not texting me on your way home or picking up the kids from the daycare? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make no sense to me. You always text me when you in the bed. Now, on Sunday morning, you should not be in the bed. You should be preparing for your Sunday morning sermon for Zoom church. Or going into the house of the Lord to, you know what I'm saying, to give said
that
sermon.
That is my lighter. This nigga is.
What? I'm listening.
You are supposed
to listen. Because I be laying in the bed on Sunday morning. I may not be in church, but I be watching the news. I watch
the
CBS Sunday morning.
The temptation that you must exude to make a man leave the trail and the path of the straight and narrow to go to that wide trail of loving hips and womanly dips.
He went to that alley and left the Parkway of Paradise. And you
I
are the
I didn't tell him to do this.
Oh, no, yes, your body did, baby.
What?
The nigga asked you for a picture. He didn't ask you for a picture. He didn't ask you for a picture of your SAT.
He wanted a picture that was the equivalent of his weenie picture that he sent me. I cannot provide you with an equivalent of that because I have a policy and a procedure that I follow.
If you just said, I give you one in a bathing suit, what do you think he would have said?
Oh, shit.
No, because then you're going to get titties and all of that stuff. You still going to get some good titty pictures. You know, no. You can see that on the internet.
Well, you think he would have said no?
What? No to me sending a picture of me in a swimsuit?
My question was, if you said, I'm not going to give you one equivalent, but I give you one in a bathing suit, do you think he would have said no?
No, because that nigga trying to fuck. He not even trying to get to know me. All he trying to do is fuck, and I'm not interested.
Right. So it ain't got nothing to do with your policy of fucking dick pics and pussy pics. It's just no, nigga, fuck you. So that's my point of why you even mentioning the policy when the policy don't apply. It's a fuck you policy.
I gotta make it sound good. Sorry, no. You ain't never, and he's not gonna get an opportunity to touch it, feel it, smell it, nothing.
See, but again, and maybe this is just me, and maybe I'm just a dick. Y'all know you've been with me long enough. I probably am just a dick. But when you deal with somebody who's like, if God forbid a nun came up to me and was like, yo, son, why don't you come put your tongue in my ass? Know what I'm saying? Right, which is the equivalent basically of what, you know what I'm saying, old boy, you know what I'm saying?
He definitely says often that he wants to taste my pussy cat.
Oh.
So, but none said that shit to me, and I turned around, and I told her, I said, listen, you dumb fucking cunt. I wouldn't put my dick in your that fucking woman alive. You fucking repulse me. You stink. You look like you're fucking pussy smells like my feet after I play basketball, you dumb whore. You. Now, now, if I was to say that to this nut, to me, that's the exact fucking response she's supposed to get. Because coming from a place of righteousness, you're not supposed to ask nobody nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? You have higher expectations than the average person. You know what I'm saying?
That's the reason why I can't.
Right, but that's why, to me, it's fuck you. Why would you ask me that you bastard you rather than actually quoting fucking policy? Like, this nigga is close. You went all the way to the policy. That means you let this nigga know that you have a policy, which means that, wait a minute, nigga, she got a policy.
But you never going to get it. You never going to get none.
My bad. I guess I think too much into it.
You're not going to get none, player. Sorry. It don't work like that for me. I got one. I don't like new dick. I really don't. I don't change that shit too often.
Being a play, just pray a lot.
I just don't understand why he feel the need that he want to do all that.
Listen, and that's my other point. That you are so tantalizing. Like, it must be something about the fluffiness of your skin that is turning these men to motherfucking lunatics. What is it, young lady?
I think they're lunatics, too. I don't know. Maybe it's my winning-ass personality. Maybe.
Taylor, what say you?
What happened? Mm-hmm. It's my winning-ass personality. That's what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe
don't
him.
Do it,
so, Keisha Taylor, he wants to know what is it that most, what somebody may think of me to make them fall off the deep end.
She knows what the fuck I'm asking. Do you hear the laugh, nigga? She know what the fuck I'm asking. She's trying to figure out how can I say.
Okay. All right. Can you please rephrase the question?
She wants you to rephrase the question.
What is it about you that has men of all ages, of all stages,
not of all ages,
of all phases,
all
religions, occupations, denominations, whether they in or out of relations, these niggas is going goo goo gaga over her. She just laid out an example of a pastor sending her a dick pic. Wait, it gets worse. More than one dick pic and then requesting one in return. She is confused as to why this could possibly be. And I need you, ma'am, to explain in your humble opinion what it is about her that is making these men go fucking crazy. Do you understand the question now?
Yes, I understand the question. And to answer your question, it's them big ass titties.
What? I can't.
I mean, it just feels like I said entirely too much for that short answer, but that short answer was bigger than all the words I said. So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
It's my personality. It's my winning ass personality.
It's them big ass titties.
I'm an idiot.
That's all.
I'm an idiot.
That's all. That's all. It's them big ass titties.
Thank you. I appreciate you for your honesty.
No problem.
So this nigga try to say her personality.
A wonderful personality. I am such a people
pleaser. And this is true. But you also got ginormous ass titties.
Not ginormous. Jeez.
No. Ginormous ass titties.
Yes. There you go.
No, I don't. I have all regular size titties. I mean, what the fuck? But, you know. It's my personality. It's my personality and my smile. Ting. Mhm.
Now,
and my
if, you know what? You know what? Taylor, she's right. You know why? Because think about it. Her personality, that means she's jovial. She's laughing a lot. That means she's giggling. That means as she's giggling, she's bouncing up and down. And what do they see?
See what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying? And then she's talking about her smile. The first thing you see is somebody's smile. You see, look how bright that smile is until you see the right underneath this smile.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know what?
Not her
titties. You see how she was trying to say shit? I get it. But, yeah, the titties.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate you for answering my question, love.
No problem.
I wish that somebody who has experienced me as a person, the whole person, would say something. I wish. Because it's not just my titties. I have a wonderful personality. I am such a people person. I draw people in. I can talk to any stranger.
I wish they could speak right now. That's what she just said. That's what she just said. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. What'd you say? Say it again.
Y'all niggas got me motherfucking like, my name is Echo. This shit is ridiculous. One of them niggas that you suck they sold out their fucking body. You want them to say something right now. That's what you just said.
No,
that's what you just fucking said.
And they only gonna say, touch it. That's it.
They would say she is a sweet person. She is very kind.
That is wonderful. That is nice. However, the answer that they give us is going to be a little different.
I changed my mind about somebody speaking on my behalf. I changed my mind.
Somebody just inboxed the answer, and now that nigga don't want to fucking say nothing. You see? I know her. It's a little something.
Because that shit says something about her titties or her ass.
Her titties.
Because they said nothing about my personality. It was a list of things. But I was like, oh, okay. Anyway, all right. I promise you,
somewhere on that list was the word titty.
It was.
See?
And I promise you, it was towards the top. It's all the way up.
Not all the way up. Oh, Lord.
I'll tell you what number it was on the list.
You got to look all the way up.
It was number 2 on the list.
That's all the way up.
I'm a third. Okay. I can't with the world.
And I bet you number 1 was like titty nipples.
Nope.
very specific.
It's very specific, but it wasn't.
I'm done. But that being said,
number one was that Gulf Gulf 3000. That's what number one was. And number 2 was the chili. See?
There you go. And here we are. Back to you, Jim.
I'm done for the day. I cannot anymore.
Oh, now you want to be done. Last show before that, it was the hot seat. Now all of a sudden you don't like the hot seat. Oh, what the fuck's going on?
I'm fine. I just feel like there's more to me than what you say, the good 3000 and my titties. I think there's more to me.
It absolutely is. But for this situation, for this specific situation, and this specific question, not so much.
Stupid, not so much.
But in order for you to be able to get to said places, you had to experience my personality. You had to like me a little bit.
And gave less than a fuck about it while experiencing it. Because I'm looking at them titties. Them titties. And thinking about, what did they think about, Taylor?
The Gulk 3000?
Gulk 3000.
Think about the gulk.
Yep.
Think about the gulk.
See, I know. For me, I would never, ever ask my husband that question. I would never.
Why would you ask him?
Because she will get the same fucking answer that you just got.
I know. Right?
Exactly.
What's wrong with you?
Exactly. I'm not going to ask him that. Because that's the first thing he's going to say.
And then
them,
three,
them
it will, no,
them,
somewhere in the top
them
three is going to
be number one.
Her brain's going to be somewhere in the top three. Because anybody that could, you know what I'm saying, think of having the conversations that she's had and think about the Michael Jackson glove with baby oil at the same fucking brain. If someone that has all kind of brain power that can be used for the good of man, but for some reason is used for her fucking clitoral stimulation.
This is true.
I know my people. I know my people.
Yeah.
I guess you'll be knowing that.
Yeah. I would never. I would not. You know what? I tried it, and I almost embarrassed. So on Instagram, I think it's the Black Love documentary. They had a post, and they said, "Fellas, what's the top three things you love about your wife?" And I said, "Oh, this is cute." Everybody in the comments was real cute. So I sent it to him. And then I immediately sent it. And then as soon as I hit send, I was like, I shouldn't have done that. Because I don't think that he saw it. And I immediately messaged him. I said, "Don't answer that. Do not answer that on this internet. Don't you comment. Don't you comment, because I know what you're gonna say, and it's gonna be filthy, and you're not gonna, and then you're gonna tag me in it. It's gonna be filthy. Don't you dare.
Whoa! We have to look at the dynamics of our relationship in this marriage here. When you're just giving orders to your husband, there's not even no room for negotiations. What if he wants to profess his love and how he loves and why he loves in front of everybody that's his friend and social media? Why take that away from him?
No.
How dare
he? He did already, because we got married. So he did that.
He did that already.
We did that already.
Don't answer that question.
And he said, he said, you sure?
Because I answer it. No, the world does not need you to answer that question. It does not. You don't have to.
But what if he really wanted to?
Even if he wanted to, he could. You know what he could have did? Could have wrote it down. My husband loves to make lists. He could have wrote it down.
He wrote it down on a piece of paper. Could have wrote it down on a piece of paper and gave it to me.
Okay, so Kitty. You ready for this, Kitty?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So tell her. Let's get to the bottom of something. What is it that you didn't want him to expose to the world that he sees in you, that you don't want the world to know that he sees in you as very attractive and enticing? What is it?
The same shit that's on her list.
No. First of all, it can't be the same shit, because we've named one, possibly two things on her list of a list of three. So it has to be at least one, maybe two other things on this. So it can't be the same things on her list. So I'm going to need you not to try to lean on her for the bullshit answer and just give one of your own, young lady. And go.
Okay. So first of all, he's going to tell you, if you ask him, name three things you love about your wife, the first thing he's going to say is her titties. He is going to say her titties. He's going to tell you that with his whole chest. He's going to poke it out. She got good titties. The next thing he's going to say is her ass. And then the last thing he's going to say, the third thing he's going to say, is probably something along the lines of, when I use the glove.
The glove is always going to come back. The glove is always going to come back to it.
Yeah.
And I did not need everybody on Al Gore's internet. I didn't need him to comment that. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
See?
You didn't need them to know that you were a Michael Jackson connoisseur? No. With Baby O? No. You didn't need that known?
No. They didn't need to know that. And that's not to say that he wouldn't say some pretty amazing things like, oh, you know, I'm a good mom or whatever else. But if you specifically ask him, that's going to be his top three things. For sure. And you know what? I'm not gonna argue. I'm not like, oh no, that's all he think of me. No, not at all. I don't feel that way. However, I just didn't need him to comment that. I didn't.
Yeah. Talking that bullshit. All I know is this, is that the things that those who be closest to us, the things they love us for, and on the other side of that, the things that they put up with from us, is shit that the world has no idea about. You know what I mean? Like the world would never realize the things that either they love about us or put up with us.
This is true.
But that is. So, yeah. So, that was funny.
Yeah, we had a good time today. We had a good time tonight. Just the three of us.
Yeah. Don't you start your shit again.
What? The Prince of Possums is in the way.
Oh, don't you start your shit. All right.
Gone for just another day.
You're all right.
We have a good time. We have a good time. Next Friday. Am I off? No, I'm on call next Friday. So we'll decide what we're going to do next Friday, depending on where I am in the world and what time I got to get up the next day.
Okay.
We're going to have a good time. Y'all ain't right. And, oh, Ron, New York did do the Switch program, and they did it up until 1979.
Well, it's funny. Because 1979 would have been the year that I entered first grade. So my motherfucking immaculate oral care was a deciding factor in them no longer having the fucking same program that y'all had for dozens of years past that.
I'm dying. Good night. Woman, you know what?
I'm just saying, am I wrong? Did I say something wrong?
I mean, you tried it. And Ron said, no.
Ron, you know what?
I'm just saying.
That's fine. So we'll be here. We may or may not be here next week. That is fun. It may just be the three of us. Who knows? But.
There any loose possums? In the south part of the United States, beware. Beware. Run for your life.
In the west part.
Wait. Now, where did he go again?
He's in Arizona. He's in Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he over there with... Okay.
Never mind.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
She in Indianapolis. Okay. She went to Indianapolis this weekend. So she's not there. But hey, I got a date tomorrow. That's where I will be.
Wait, how did she? I wonder how did she fly?
She flew.
I wonder. I know, but I'm saying, did she fly Spirit or Airwig? How did she get there?
Did you say Airwig? I'm done. I'm done here.
Yo, I was like, what fucking airline did she say? The nigga say Airwig.
Yes.
Did the nigga say, yo, she had a bad smell in the house, so she went there to fucking get a plug-in. What kind of plug-in? An earwig.
If she took earwig, it just was flapping.
That's not funny. Stop talking about my girlfriend like that. What's wrong with you? It's not funny.
Well, at least her wings don't look like that baby doll.
You know what? Cue the white woman. Cue the white woman.
What?
Y'all motherfuckers is wrong.
Oh, with that plastic hair.
I'll be right, nigga.
Possum's wigs don't even look like that.
Yes, they do.
Oh, I'm trying to give my man some credit. You shitting off.
No, listen. So when he get back, I'm going to make him take a COVID test because he ain't got no mask on out there. And y'all know he not vaccinated.
Mm-mm.
And he don't wear no mask.
Mm-mm. Oh, Jesus.
She said, I'm going to make him take
a COVID test. I'm going to go buy one at the Walgreens and make him take it.
At the front door.
Boom.
Whoa. Before you get a chance to breathe on any of this shit in here, player, I need you to answer this and throw it to him from the fucking parking lot.
I'm going to need
throw
you
it
to
over
walk.
The balcony.
Yep.
Hey, yo, put your hands together. Catch this. Hands do that right there before
not
you even
put
think
your
about
hands together. All right. It's time to go.
Go pick in this cup. Go swab this fucking Q-tip. I don't give a fuck what the fuck they ask you to do with this shit. Go do that shit and bring it back to me with some fucking Lysol wipes, you fucking possum philanderer.
And also, I told Ron what I was going to do. So when he left yesterday, he left his car. So I was driving his car back from the airport, and the nigga hadn't even put no gas in the car. So I put gas in the car because I don't like to be stranded or whatever. I'm about to drive all that motherfucking gas that I put in there out that bitch this entire weekend. I'm about to drive that bitch to the wheel, fall off to the gas, is gone.
But that nigga's brilliant.
That
nigga's brilliant. That nigga's like, yo. You know what it is? All them times that you left and he didn't have his ride yet, and you left your car, and you like, yeah, you can use it, and you had a full tank.
Mm-hmm,
he remembered those times. He was like, nigga, I will never leave my tank full.
Exactly. Because I will always leave my tank, like, when I was gone for some days, especially with work, and I would, like, just drop me off at the airport, and he would have my car, and I would come back, and my motherfucking gas tank would be damn near up under a half a tank. The fuck were you mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't put at least $6.43 of gas in it. So where the fuck you really been at with my shit, nigga?
Listen, so I'm about to drive all that gas out that car. I'm driving down to Charlotte tomorrow. We gonna ride around Charlotte. I'm gonna take my other best friend that live down there in Charlotte. I'm gonna take her out on Sunday. We gonna ride around some more in Charlotte. Then I'm gonna drive that bitch back, and I'm gonna leave that bitch on E when he get back at 9 o'clock on Monday night.
Nigga said I'm gonna burn all this 93 out, and he gonna come back and put his regular 87 shit in there.
I'm gonna burn all this 89 out because I put $50 worth of gas in that bitch. I'm about to burn all that shit out. I'm be popping
Willys. Yeah,
all right. Not popping Willys. It's time for her.
How much is a gallon of gas down there?
For his car, he has an 89. He uses 89, so it was $3.36 per gallon.
Okay. $3.36 per gallon.
Mm-hmm. That's at the sheet. And sheets usually
right.
Had to cheap it.
Mm-hmm.
I still got wet on my butt.
What is it up here? It's actually a little more expensive than ours up here.
So, yeah, I'm about to drive all that shit out. Yup.
You stupid.
Yup. And the person I'm going on a date with has co-signed that shit. So, yeah, we're going to be driving the shit out there, bitch. Yup. Yup.
This nigga going on dates with other petty motherfuckers. I love it.
That's why I posted what I posted yesterday. I said, now both of us can't be petty. Both of us can't be. Somebody got to be unpetty. And it's supposed to be
y'all
him.
Stop telling me I don't know y'all. Y'all will stop telling me I don't know y'all motherfuckers.
I'm trying to tell. I'm like, look, listen, I don't be wanting to be petty, but he be petty too. So I'm like, well, since you petty, let me be petty. We're going to be petty together.
Petty for the world.
Yep. Yep. He better be, like, see, he better be glad that sometimes I'd be like, no, I'm not going to do that. And that thing be like, you soft. You soft. You always let him get away with stuff. I was like, but I have a good heart. I don't want to see people homeless. So I
really
your
heart,
oh, shit.
Why you fuck about your heart, nigga?
Yes, y'all do, because it was covered up by my big-ass titties. Now what? You care about
that's,
my heart.
That's what I'm talking about. We don't give a fuck about your heart. Listen, we run out of care around three-quarters of the way into your titty meat.
And what?
This conversation is over with.
Okay.
At this point, it's done.
I mean... We don't even get to all your titties before we just like, yeah, I just can't care no more. I'm full. I'm like, this shit is just delicious. Look at these shit. This is what I need. This is nutrients. This is fucking,
nutrients.
Is like, you know what I'm saying?
He doesn't say nutrients.
Going into the temples and Alexandria.
He said nutrients of your body.
Your mind, body, and soul, nigga. I'm just trying to let you know. That's the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? My umbilical cord start growing again when you look at your titties. It's like, oh, shit, your titties.
We're done here. We're done. So, next week, we'll play it by ear. So, we're done. Look at this nigga here.
Look at the titties.
About to be a white woman.
Look at the memories.
Y'all
the massive memories. Mama, make a motherfucker melodic.
Good night. Good night, white folks. Because
this nigga ain't
shit.
Whoa. Bye. Sing it, bro. Sing it. Sing it.
Chance of a lifetime.
What?
And also rocky. And give to me.
Is it done? Is
it
done?
You better sing that shit, man.
That's
the
bad one. Oh, one in a million years. Boom, 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 boom. The titties are, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, nigga. Stop playing.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Y'all stupid. And I only drunk beer tonight. Look at that shit. I've been doing it light. I'm only drinking beer. Where the white woman? Come on, I might say something else fucking stupid. Hurry up. Give that bitch.
Y'all have a good night. See y'all next week. Be good.
Good night.